Bit of a problem, this.
Yeah.
Last time we were together, about 6 weeks ago, we were on the Parkinson show when we had Parky to ask us questions.
Now what are we going to do? Do you reckon you're up to it?
I read somewhere, or you read somewhere, or someone yeah, read exactly. somewhere. What about your father?
Jeremy, tell me. You're into cars, apparently.
Yeah. Cricket. Let's talk about cricket.
Exactly.
Actually, we are talking about safety tonight.
Yeah?
Are you a safe driver?
Well, I'd say I am now. But, I mean, I definitely have been through the old sort of mad area in my life, you know. I mean, I've always had motorbikes as well.
You know, really?
Yeah, come on now. Well, they're very fast.
I knew it would happen one day. I knew we'd have a guest come on one day and go, oh, I've got motorbikes.
Yeah,
I'd have
but...
to sit and pretend to be interested.
No, but the thing is, like, there's perfectly good reasons. And understandable, Jeremy, why you wouldn't like motorcycles.
Why?
Well, you're very tall, aren't you? I mean,
yeah.
You're going to look like one of those clowns on a silly old... Going round a very gentle bend, knee on the floor.
What the, is that about? Do you go on these sort of biker weekends and things?
No, not really, but I enjoy the bikes. I wouldn't say I'm a member of the biking fraternity as such, but you know, there's a group of friends, a few of us who like bikes, but we don't go. I mean, you know, because there's modus operandi for being a biker, isn't there?
They all meet. It's honestly, I live in the Cotswolds, okay?
Okay.
And every
great roads around there for
no, that's it. Every single Sunday, out they come.
Oh, yeah.
And they're me from 100 miles away. I can hear them leaving Edinburgh. Me, and it's such a stupid noise that motorbikes
make. Yeah, but you know
make.
What? As they're driving past your house at 90 miles an hour, and you're clipping the hedge with your Black & Decker, they're just going past you, going sad.
The thing is, I don't spend my weekends dressing up in leather and going off with other men,
look,
a lot of whom have moustaches, and then drinking soft drinks in the pub.
Yeah, but I do have to agree with you, comply a little bit there, because there is a certain way of dressing these days.
We've got some photographs. Can we just bring up a photograph?
Oh,
this is the sort of thing.
See, that is dodgy, isn't it?
Do you wear that when you...
Certainly not, no, definitely not, no. I mean, this is a Power Ranger, isn't it? This is what they're dressing like. No, they see, that is not very easy on the
look
eye.
Look at that! It's
how do you look cool walking into the pub like that? You know?
Yeah, okay, a bit of lemon, please.
Yeah.
As I'm riding my Honda CBR-T.
Yeah, yeah.
What bike have you got?
I've got a big fat Triumph. It's a 955 SD Sprint, which is, it's about a couple of years.
It's just a collection of numbers and letters, meaningless.
It's a fast little fella, and she hugs the road.
Yeah, I understand that, fast little fella.
Yeah, but it's great, it's a nice light bike, you know, you can get, because there's as much variety in the bike world as there is in the car world, you know, for the kind of performance you want to get out of it and the type of rider that you are.
Because I did once go, you might be able to help me out with this, I once went on something called the Ducati Monster.
Yeah.
You're familiar with it?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah, yeah.
And it was in Monte Carlo, because I was working there, and you just touch the throttle thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that, is it? It's like that.
It's like that, it goes back.
No, no, but if you did that, it'd stray off the back. I've never felt acceleration.
Yeah. And honestly, you literally are holding on those big bikes, the 916 and the Fireblade and things like that. Yeah, you just hang on, really.
I mean, what do they call them in hospital? They just call them donors, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I've followed guys, the worst ones aren't the bikers, it's those pizza delivery boys.
Oh,
in the rain with those boxes on the back, yeah, thinking that they're on a bleeding circuit.
The one I love doing is when you're in a queue, dual carriageway, the queue, and the bike comes down the middle, and in the convertible, have a good stretch. Scares the life out of them.
I know, you see, that, but that's another thing, that's what car drivers are jealous of, is the fact that we can potter down through the gaps on the motorway.
I'm not jealous, because you're arriving in a helmet, covered in leather, dirty, sweaty, and I arrive and I'm listening to Terry Wogan all the way.
Yeah, that's true, but you can do that on bikes these days as well. And you can have cooling systems in your outfits and all kinds, and heating systems, all kinds of things.
It'd take you 20 minutes to get off it.
Like, yeah,
plugging
exactly,
yourself in all the bits.
Just
what sort of car do you drive?
I've got a nice BMW 745i.
Well, that's not very sporty.
No, it's not very sporty, but it's safe, isn't it? I mean, I prefer to sort of to keep my madness on the circuit. I like to go out to race days. I like to go to race
tracks. Oh, those track days?
Yeah, track days.
We were
days.
Doing those last week. Have you tried them?
Oh, yeah, I did the one at Palmer. It was absolutely brilliant. You could drive about 10 different fast vehicles all day. And the instructors are brilliant, like Stig, because they just want to make you go faster. And it's just brilliant. And at the end of the day, I did well. I was top in four categories.
Really? Oh, so you are... You're quick on a car, then?
Well, I have a go. I mean, one thing the instructors on the Palmer day said to me was that he's fearless. So that suits me, you know.
Now, listen, you've had your practice, obviously, at the track days.
Yeah.
How do you think you got on? Do you think you're down here, obviously not with Richard White?
I hope not.
I walked around the track this morning in 2 minutes, 5 seconds.
No, I did my second circuit and he was still on it.
Still trying to finish. Where do you think you'd like to be? Do you see
I'd
yourself
like to
up
be, I'd like to be near the top.
You think you're going to be quicker than the chef duo here, Oliver and Gordon Ramsay?
I'd like to be, but I don't know. It's really difficult
this
to
is
tell.
Me at 150, although that said, that was recorded with two other people in the car. So I
really?
Do claim... I do claim to be faster than JK when I'm not here.
Yeah.
I'm claiming here now. Well, shall we find out, everyone?
Yeah!
Shall we see his lap?
I'm really looking forward to this.
Here we go. Too much wheel spin.
I know. What are you doing then? What am I rambling on about?
I don't know.
Touch of that. Let's get in there.
That's concentration.
Yeah.
You really do.
I'm trying to repeat what Stig was putting into my mind.
Well, that's smooth, because if you go too fast around those corners, you just lose all the speed.
Good.
This one's tricky.
This is a hard corner.
It's like threading a needle at 100 miles an hour, because you go from a very wide track to a very narrow one.
And, I didn't do too bad.
That was where Michael Gambon nearly turned it over and you were across the line. Yeah. Well, I know how fast you did it.
Come on, tell me.
Not that I'm competitive. Well, it's 1 minute. So you're quicker than Harry Enfield
oh,
and
good,
Richard Whiteley.
Good.
We've had one record go last week. We've had another one go this week. 49. You're quicker than me, mate.
Whoa!
Well done.
I can't tell you how pleased I am.
That is a quick time.
Only JK
now get out.
Me. Yeah, I know. That's fantastic!
Oh. Well, it's not that fantastic, actually. It's funny watching people's faces with your toe, because everybody goes, I'm not bothered, I'm not. You get to that bit.
Oh, no. I have to say, this is the most exciting bit for me, finding out that result. That
exactly.
So,
well, that's
so
a very good one. He's not going to be best pleased.
No!
Jamie's going to be pretty cross about
it. I think
that.
I might phone him up and make a booking at the restaurants now.
Oh, who cares? I'll be there in 3 minutes.
Yeah,
take
exactly.
Four, but, you know.